Hello.
Hi, Leslie. It's Nadine.
Hello.
You guys are so sweet. You know, I have to share this with you. So last night, I'm a believer. So last night, my husband and I, we were at a church service, and it was kind of like a marriage, kind of like a tune-up, right, class.
Mm-hmm.
And right. It was our pastors, they have such a passion for the marriage, for the married couples, right? And our Pastor Joe says, you know, I want you men, because I know sometimes we don't always hold our wives' hands, or, you know, we don't, there's not that like touch, right? He goes, I want you to even hold her hand, or what they were wanting to do was to tie her hands together. I don't know how that's going to work. But yeah, it was such an experience. So when I hear you guys talking with one another, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. Oh, what a blessing.
He's a keeper. We've both been married before, and they were both not good situations, but we got each other. And
you know, Leslie, it's so funny you say that, because I had a previous marriage as well, and, you know, the blessing out of that marriage were our daughters, right?
Right.
My husband was previously married, and the same thing, you know, I don't have any ill feelings towards the exes. In fact, I get along with this ex-wife. I mean, we're cool. But, you know, it's funny, because I think it was just, I don't know if maybe because we were married so young, you know, but it was like, I kind of knew what I wanted with this marriage. Like I had my expectations, you know, back then. It's like, you're young and love, like, oh yeah, let's get married. And I'm like, I should have listened to my mother.
For me, this time I wasn't even looking.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. That's the funny thing, because I'm not even joking, and everybody laughs, because I said, you know, God has a funny sense of humor. I remember I prayed and I said, okay, God, I'm going to let you prepare the right man for me. I'm not going to go looking. I'm going to focus on myself right now. And lo and behold, this one came along a week later. And I gave him a hard time. I said, I'm just not into dating right now. We could be friends, you know, and I put a 30-day, a 30-day probation period on him. Everybody laughed, you know, and he says, you know, I was intrigued. Oh, what a blessing though. So, I want to address any other questions you had, any concerns on anything you need me to kind of go over again with you?
I think part of it is just that I don't completely understand how, like, the different things happen. And, like, whenever you were saying that there's the Google thing with our 7 reviews on it.
Uh-huh.
And that was linked to our old website. Was that thing created when we paid the other people to do that?
That could have been. So let me show you what
that's
I
not
see.
Really,
you,
yeah, that's not really something that we created on our own, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Because that's what I've been trying to do since I started up this new website. I didn't know how to make that website.
To link it.
To get reviews on it.
Let me show you this, okay? You get text messages on your phone, right? That we're speaking on? Okay. I'm going to send you this link. It's going to look like a bunch of letters and stuff. If you click on it, it's going to show you what I found on the Google search bar, like when I typed into the browser. So that way I can kind of show you what I currently see out there. And all I did is I put your company name and I put Rockwell NC. So that way it'll grab me whatever's out there. The Google business profile, you'll see it, that has the 7 reviews, right?
That's where my old website was linked to that.
Okay.
So is that something I can still link the new website to?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Okay.
Or we could do it for you, whichever you prefer. So that's what I was talking about. That one's got to have your new website, you know, so this way people, So as long as you have access to this, what you're going to do is add us on as managers. And our technician, they help you with all that. Like we try to make it as simple as possible, right?
I don't know how to have access to this though. Like,
You would have had it at one time because you removed the website. You know what I mean? If you don't have access, here's what we do. Because we've come across at times where people didn't have access to their Google profile because someone else set it up for them, right?
Right.
So
right.
Basically what we do is we request it on your behalf, access for that profile. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna also tell you this. We're gonna send you an email, Leslie, because we always like to be one step ahead of the game, right?
Right.
Sometimes Google's going to require, and I don't know if you know now, but Google's almost 100% digital, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they've changed some things over the course of a few years now. What they're doing is they're weeding out what I call, they're weeding out the illegitimate businesses from the companies like yourself that are losing business from these businesses that aren't, you know, because they're lowballing, right?
Right, right.
So we send you a list of photos that we need, okay?
Okay.
Some of those items are going to be items that you don't have, and that's okay. We just tell you, send us the ones that you can. So, for example, mm-hmm. send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work truck, your work van with the license plate showing. I don't know, are you guys licensed and insured, or is it not required in your area? Oh, you are?
We are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll send us a picture of your license, your insurance for the business. So we give you this list of items, right? When it talks about the workspace, basically the workspace is like, for example, if you have a shed that you keep all the equipment in, or say it's like this huge garage, send us a picture of that. The reason that we ask you for these things is because if we're making changes for you, let's say on your Google business profile, right? Google might say, hey, we need to re-verify it. We need these items. We already got it.
Okay.
We're not calling you to bug you for it. Okay?
Okay.
And that's just in case. We would rather be prepared, right? But we could request the access to that Google business profile on your behalf. So this way you're then the owner of it, and we're just admins. We've done it many times for other businesses, because whoever sets it up for you tends to not give you that access, is what I have found. And then later on, when you're not with that company, you're like, I don't even know how to get into my Google business profile page.
Yeah, and I think that's what's happened here.
When did you remove the website? Do you remember?
It's been maybe 6 months ago? No, it might have been maybe May. I'm not sure, because I wanted to go back in and start a new website, because I don't know. I don't know why. But
okay.
My husband was saying, well, the website's not doing that much, and I was still teaching at the time, and I didn't have time to do the website. So I just had taken it down. And then so then when I started creating a new website, then I was able to spend more time on it, and I've been able to get, you know, more stuff.
So I like the website. So you did this one yourself, the new one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Wix.com.
Okay. Well, good for you.
I'm still trying to figure out the ins and outs of it, but I got time to play with it now.
Well, now you got more time on your hands, right? Yeah, no, you did a really good job. So your husband is Steve. Is Josh like your son?
That's my husband's son. Yep.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Okay. I see, we're family business. I love this. Okay.
And then Shannon is his wife, and she's pregnant with their third child. Their oldest.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
And she used to be a teacher assistant, but she's going to stay home with the babies. And she just kind of, she's actually the one who started our Facebook page. And,
she's okay.
Done some like next door stuff. So we call her the PR.
That's good. Oh, that's such a blessing to have a family-owned business, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really is. Okay. So, yeah, that's how that would work as far as, like, with the Google business profile. Does that kind of make sense now?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, again, if you don't have access to that, Leslie, we're going to go ahead and we're going to request it on your behalf. And this is why I always give the timeline of 45 to 60 days, because sometimes there might be things like this which might make it a little bit longer.
Right.
You know, and that's why I'd rather be safe to tell you 45 to 60 days for the first page placement, because I think it's better to be more realistic than to say, because I'm the type of person, right? If you told me 30 days and my profile's up on day 31, you know I'm going to call you and I'm going to say, you told me 30 days. You know what I mean? I don't know if everybody's like me, but again, that's just how I operate.
That sounds like my husband, like actually.
So I kind of operate like that, you know? My husband's like, and see, my husband's the opposite. He's just, I'm the, what do you call that? The A type, like, you know.
Type A, yeah.
Like, yeah. Everything's got to be perfect in order. I stress. Mm-hmm. I get anxiety if it's not going the way I had already. I'm a planner. Like,
yeah.
You know, if I, we're always early to birthday parties or whatever, I tell my husband, I might as well get there early enough to set up for everybody. Cause I mean, they said 3 o'clock. Why are we here at 2:30? You know, but it's okay.
I'm more like that with things that I put my hands on and see. Everything has to be in a spot where I can access it.
Yeah, and see, and that's the thing with me. Like, I get super bad anxiety if it's not – and I like to plan with enough time. If there's, like, a hiccup, I have time, right?
Right.
So if it's not – and I'm like, oh, my gosh, then I'm in a panic. And he's just like, relax. It's fine. And I'm just like a crazy woman. Yeah. So I guess that's why we're meant for each other. You know, he kind of calms my spirit.
They do say opposites attract.
Yes, that's true. Now also, as I mentioned earlier, so you guys will have what's called a customized tracking and reporting system. So you're able to track your results and see the keywords that you're listed for, right? How many times you came up in the search results. You could see how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, how many phone calls you're receiving from new customers. And then, of course, when there's changes that need to be made, updates, concerns, you're going to have the number to our customer service department. Now, Leslie, we are here in California, so we're actually 3 hours behind you.
Okay.
So our hours of operation are always Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, which actually is 10 to 7 for you guys. Okay?
Okay.
Just an FYI, we will not be here Labor Day, which, if I'm not mistaken, Labor Day I think is coming up in the next 2 weeks. Yeah, so that Monday, I think it's the 2nd.
Oh, yeah. I think not next week, but the next,
The following, So that's the only day that we won't be here because we'll be observing the holiday. But other than that, I mean, we resume back on Tuesday, you know? Okay. Did you have any other questions or any concerns?
I think the only other thing is the website, what did you call it again? The Google.
The Google Business Profile.
Business Profile. The GBP.
GBP.
Yes.
GBP.
We learned on a video we watched.
It used to be different. It used to be, they just recently changed it about a year or two ago. It used to be, Google My Business. It used to be GMB. Then they changed it to the GBP. Yeah. I'm like, all these letters.
But anyway, whenever we created that one, like, our business has actually evolved. It started off 2 years ago with stump grinding.
Yes.
And then from stump grinding, you know, we kind of got business doing stumps after people had cut trees down. Well, then my husband's like, oh, I think I'll get a bucket truck. So he got a bucket truck, and he started doing trees as well. So then it's stump grinding and trees. Well, then he had a buddy that got into trees, and he's like, well, if he's going to do trees, I don't want to do trees too. So he sold his bucket truck. He has a skid steer, an excavator, and a John Deere tractor. And
I saw that.
He wants to do landscaping and grading of, you know, property, which is what he's doing now. But he and his son Josh have spent the last couple months going to septic tank school classes. So they are supposed to be next week getting their license in the mail for to do septic tank install, repair, and inspection.
Wow.
So he's really wanting to get the septic tank to be like the main thing. Because there's not as many people around here doing septic.
There's not a lot.
Yeah,
that's
you look on every corner and you see signs where somebody's doing tree work. But you know, the septic tank stuff, I mean, you have to go to school for it and everything. So, you know, it's a little bit harder to get into. So
right.
That's kind of what we want our main focus to be.
Okay.
So I know on our last business profile, it was more geared toward trees and that type stuff, where we want like those keywords and things to change to say more like he wants to be able to do the septic tanks, but then still do the landscaping so that, you know, when you come in and tear up somebody's yard to do a septic tank, you're going to also like say, hey, well, I can fix this too if you want me to. And
that's
and,
perfect.
You know.
So we call those keywords, right? Keywords and search terms. So again, he can be found, right? You guys can be found for whatever services that you offer. We know sometimes your focus might be just the septic tanks, right?
Right.
But now you want to also implement the landscaping, right? Land clearing, you know, grading, resloping, whatever it is. Okay.
Right.
Maybe
right.
you might want to say, hey, maybe we want a couple of tree jobs too, right? You throw that in. So you can make changes at any time to your keywords. We definitely want to focus on the ones that are the most profitable for you guys. So does that mean, are you guys thinking of changing the business name? Do you feel that that would be a concern for you?
Well, we're not going to change the business name because that then we would have to start all over and not
Have our service.
I mean, the business name kind of leans toward pretty much anything. It's
STS
Hauling and Tractor. So,
yes.
I mean,
and that's what I was going to say. Yeah, if you were going to tell me, you know, we're thinking of changing the business name, I wouldn't encourage it only because to me, the business name shows me that it's all around, right? That there's, and this is what I tell people all the time is it's not your business name that's bringing in what services you do because there's many companies out there that are landscapers, but when snow's falling, they switch to snow removal. They don't change their business name to snow removal.
Right. And that's really kind of another reason why I just recreated a new website. I didn't give the website our business name because I wanted septic to be in it.
Yeah.
I thought
you're doing a great job. You've done a great job. Hats off to you on that. I think it's important to let you know. So yeah, so just to kind of clarify, yes, you can be found if you guys want to focus just on the septic and landscaping and grading, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking landscaping, Leslie, are you meaning landscaping maintenance or the construction side of it? Which would be like clearing out, hardscaping?
Yeah. He's actually done both. One of his most recent jobs was there were woods, and he cleared out all of the woods so that the people could see this barn that was in the back of the woods. And then
made
like a gathering area like in front of it where they can put like a fire pit and stuff.
Oh, nice. So, okay.
Those pictures are on the website too. I've put like the before and after and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I thought that's what I was looking at when you were saying that. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Wow, that looks really good. Really good, really good.
He's done, he has this one customer that he'll just go in and like, just the shrubs in front of his house, clean all those out and the little shrubs at the driveway and, you know, just because he's just a guy that he's done work before and he's got like 15 blueberry bushes that I think he's going to give us some of. So I don't know.
You're like, okay, make some blueberry pie, right?
I went over there and I picked blueberries one day and we had 3 blueberry cobblers for the next week.
Oh my gosh. How's the weather over there with you guys right now? I just had a friend, it hasn't even been a year yet. They moved from California to North Carolina. She's like, oh my gosh, it's the weather is humid.
It was for pretty much the whole the whole June and July and half of August.
Yes.
But this week, the humidity's down and the temperatures are like less than 80 and it's been perfect this week.
Really? Oh my gosh,
I'm
jealous.
I'm really glad that I retired because all that summer that I would have had would have been nothing but hot and humid and
miserable. Do you guys have year-round school or is it
No?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know in California there's a few that are year-round, but it seems like the kids all started school earlier this year. Like my grandkids have been back to school 2 weeks already.
Oh yeah, we started that probably 3 or 4 years ago, which I kind of like better. It kind of stays more with the like college schedule thing. And then we got out before Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
So in May and Memorial Day, I was done working.
Oh, wow. Lucky you. Oh, wow. So I'm just trying to pull up your Facebook page, because I know you mentioned that she made one, right?
Right. And I don't, she made me where I'm an admin, but I don't know enough about that stuff either.
That's okay. I'll try to look for it. Yeah, because that's something too, just an FYI, while you're doing your website, you would want to link it to your, because on your website, you know, at the very bottom where it says it has like the Facebook logo,
right.
People should be able to click on that and go straight to your Facebook
yeah.
page. So
right.
you might want to take a look at that to kind of put that, implement that link in. There should be a part there where you could implement the link.
I was
okay.
thinking I tried that, but maybe I didn't finish it. But I do have the website linked onto the Facebook page.
Oh, good, good. Okay, let me see if maybe I can find it by just searching for the website. I wonder if she put the word and.
She put Starwalt Landscaping and Septic.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
But she did have it, Starwalt Tree Service, because when her son came in, I mean, when her husband came to start helping whenever he resigned from the job where he was working at the quarry, they were basically just doing trees, so she just went in and made the Facebook page Starwalt Tree Service. So whenever we got into septics, then she changed the name to Landscaping and Septic.
Okay. So it's the last name and then landscaping. Is it the ampersand or is it?
The ampersand.
Okay. Maybe that's why I'm not finding it, because I was searching for it by the company name that I see now. Okay. So
yeah.
landscaping and septic, right?
Mm-hmm. And whenever you see the little profile picture, it has a skid steer and SCS landscaping.
Oh, septic. Yep. There it is. I see it.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. So the only thing that I see with this, I mean, and it's not a problem because, I mean, it's going to be linked anyways because it has the STS. But because she's got the company name different as opposed to what it is on your Google Business profile.
Okay.
Is there a reason why she did it like that? Do you know?
Just because we wanted to emphasize the landscaping and septic.
Okay.
But, I mean, we can always change the name of the Facebook page.
Yeah, I'll leave that up to the technician to see what their suggestion
okay.
is, because I know
okay.
we always like everything to be uniform, right? So
right,
your company
right.
name is the
sense.
Same.
Yeah.
So that way they know like, okay, this is the same business, right? Because
mm-hmm.
then it can cause like, not confusion, but I know Google,
yeah,
I don't know if they
plus.
Still do it, but they give like little citations when everything's the same, right?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
It would be something that I would definitely, you know, leave that up to the technicians to,
okay.
to kind of go over that with you. But, I mean,
we've got
what do
like
you
the business
see?
Name, we've got the business
yeah.
name and then the website's something different and then the Facebook is something different. So, I mean, I don't
Yeah. And you kind of want consistency. Because
right.
I know like when they do what we call like a name address cleanup, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Basically what we're doing too is making sure that the company names the same, the phone number across
mm-hmm.
the board, because we want everything to
well,
be
all
used.
Of the phone number and address and all that's the same. It's just
okay. Yeah,
the name
yeah.
was different just to try to pull in different people.
Yes.
I'm saying?
And this is
yeah.
where like, okay, so I see you guys do the driveway installation too. So all these keywords that are on the Facebook that she did really good with that, the septic installation, repair and inspection, great. All those are keywords that we would be using. Right?
Right.
So again, those are things that they go over with you during the client interview. Okay.
Okay. So then they would be able to suggest what
yes, correct.
They can and can't change or need to change.
Well, they would give suggestions. At the end of the day, it's your business, right? But we want
right.
to make sure that
right.
you're also being successful too and that we're doing our job, because I mean, it's our area of expertise. So
right.
I would want them to know, is this the logo that you guys use?
The STS landscaping. Yeah, I just created that on the on the Wix.com.
Well, oh, actually, you did a good job. I love the logo.
I did that. I actually did that. That's our actual equipment.
Oh my gosh. So,
you know,
like, graphic.
Took pictures of it and I took the background out. Yeah. And then,
how cool is that?
I created it on a flip chart or something. And then just screenshotted
like
it and put
like
it on
that.
There.
There you go. Good job. Good job. So yeah, I mean, what do you think, Leslie? Do you feel that this is something that you guys would want to, you know, take advantage of? I mean, give it a shot.
Remind me again the upfront cost.
Yes. So it's $249 a month. Now, the first month there's going to be just a one. Yeah, $249. The first month is going to be including a $99 setup fee. Okay, that's a setup fee. You pay one time. You don't ever have to pay it again. So if you guys were
plus the 99.
Yes. So if you guys were starting today, correct, you would be paying $348. Now, every 23rd of the month that you are with us, you're only paying the $249 a month. There are no additional click fees or anything like that because you're paying a flat rate. So remember, from the $249, we would actually be allocating $100 of that to your Facebook ads that we manage. Okay. So this way you, like I said, you're not incurring additional click fees, right? We take on that charge because you're paying the flat rate. Now, let's just say, Leslie, you guys start generating a lot more revenue, right? And you're like, you know what? We want to beef it up. Like we really want to have more impressions or what have you. Okay. You can always allocate more money to your Facebook ads if you wanted, okay?
Okay.
You would just pay the difference. So to give you an example, let's say you guys decided later on down the road, you know what, we want $200 going to our Facebook ads.
Okay.
Well, you would then be paying $349 as opposed to $249 because now $349, $200 is going to your Facebook ads. There's always options for you. We do Google ads too if you ever wanted to upgrade to a package like that. But honestly, I feel like you guys are going to have a better conversion rate with this, in my opinion. Okay.
Well, I mean, as long as we get that Google business profile fixed where that shows that somebody does Google it, then, you know, I've even tried to tell my husband the Facebook's going to reach people that's more local to you. And you know, he's not going to want to go do a job in California.
Yeah, no, and that's, and you here's know? The thing, and this is why, like, Google Ads, I'll be honest with you. If you would have told me, Nadine, ideally we need a target 60 miles, or there are specific zip codes within a 60-mile radius that we need to be found in, I would have to offer you the package with the Google Ads, because the Google Ads are the ones that are going to reach further. Facebook Ads, I love, because I'll share the conversion rate with you. So Google Ads across all industries, they say, is a 4% conversion rate.
Right.
Okay. Facebook Ads, 9%. It's almost double the conversion rate because they retarget. So with those two together, Facebook as well as Google, those two go very well together, hand in hand.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I know my husband was like 25 or 30 miles, but then I'm thinking when he leaves here, sometimes he has to leave one time and take the excavator, and then he'll have to come back and get another heavy equipment of some sort and have to take it back. So he does have to go back and forth to jobs sometimes depending on what he's doing.
Yeah.
He needs a tractor and, you know, whatever. So realistically, we don't want to go too far because that's going to run into fuel costs and everything else.
Oh, yeah. You got to take everything into account.
Yes.
Fuel, the mileage, the time, you know what I mean? The equipment, what materials you're going to need. Like, everything is a factor, and also what you pay yourself, you know?
Yes.
And what he's paying you being, you know, the owner admin. You know,
so
all those things. was like that too. My husband used to tell me, hey, do I even get, and it was when we had the catering business, do I even get a tip? And I said, well, I'll split the tip with you. And he's like, wow. He's all, you mean I don't get paid for this job? I said, absolutely not. This is your business. We don't pay ourselves. Yeah. He's
right.
Like, wow. He goes, you're driving me through the ground.
I told my mom that I got a 3% raise, but 3% of zero is still zero. So.
Yeah, exactly. And his dad, my father-in-law, they have, they retired, but they do, it's kind of like CPR, training.
Uh-huh.
And he tells my husband, well, you know, son, on paper, Debbie has 51% ownership. I have 49. Because I guess when they're doing their taxes or however, they have to have it set up like that. And he goes, you know, do you know that I work and I don't get paid? I told him, oh, but you
paying ourselves yet either.
Yeah. I told him, but you golf every week faithfully. So that's not cheap.
No, that's one of those extra perks.
Yeah, exactly. I saw in the email for you, I don't know if this is the email, I wanted to kind of send you everything in writing, sthall.tractor@gmail.com. It's on the
yes.
Facebook page. Okay.
Yes.
What I'm sending you right now, Leslie, there's going to be two emails that you're going to receive from me, Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing, and it's going to show you $249 a month. The one-time $99 setup fee, and it's for what we call our platinum package and what's included in that package, okay?
Okay.
This other email, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So this just gives you an overview of the reporting system so that way you know how to track your results with us, okay?
Right.
So I just kind of wanted you to see what that looked like as well.
Okay, I see the first
okay.
email. Oh, there's the
yeah,
first
that's
one. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, and then basically what we do is we set up the account, we go over billing. I actually read you, it's a voice verification recording that kind of outlines the service agreement, like it goes over the billing date, the amount, that it's a 2-month verbal agreement. It goes over, it's a recurring charge on the 23rd of each month. And then what the amount would be. And then it also will state in there when I'm reading it, I'm going to also state that if you need to pause or cancel it, just call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. There is absolutely no cancellation fee. We part as
okay.
friends. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So today I would pay $348.
Correct.
And then on September 23rd,
$249.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be all read to you.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
$249. And I'm telling you, if you were with us for 6 years, $249.
Mm-hmm. And will,
you know what
and
I mean?
Will that be like, recurring, like on a, like automatic?
Yes, on automatic.
Okay.
That's why I say, like, if for some reason, even if you had to change your card, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's
right.
say you needed a different card to be on file, then we would tell you, make sure you call 3 business days before or else it's going to charge the card that's on file.
Right.
And
okay.
the receipt gets sent to you right away. You're able to see your receipts in your client dashboard because we know mm-hmm. that's also for tax purposes. Every marketing is a write-off.
Okay. Okay. So I think, yes, we can go ahead on with this. And then, if, you know, if it don't work out
okay.
by November, then we'll see what happens then.
Okay. So I'm also going to send you a text message to your phone. And this is going to have our customer service phone number. As a reminder, we're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which is 10 to 7 your time because we are 3 hours behind you.
Yep.
This 877 number, Leslie, I want you to save it in your contacts under Local Splash so this way you never, ever lose our phone number. When that text message comes through, if you could open it up, it'll have the number there.
There it is. Okay.
Okay. Now.
877-635.
Yep. 877-635. Yes, ma'am. Save it under
okay.
Local Splash. Okay.
Local
now, if you
Splash.
Look at that.
Where'd that name come from? Splash.
I don't know.
I like
and it's
that.
So funny because when people ask me, I'm all, you know, like a splash of water.
Yeah.
when I'm talking
to you're going
to laugh when I'm talking to them in Spanish, you know, because I'll say local and they're like, local? And I'm like, no, not crazy, local, like as in your local area.
Not your crazy area. Which yeah, and they start, your local area might be crazy. But
yeah, exactly. They just start laughing. I'm all, oh my gosh. Because I'm like, listen, my grandmothers were born here. My grandpas were from Mexico, but they came here when they were all very young. So I'm like the third, fourth generation now, you know. So I'm like, and I get told like, you don't speak Spanish. I'm all, I do speak Spanish. My Spanish is broken. And, you know, I get ridiculed for that sometimes. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, but whatever. I'm American, you know. Now, on that text message, I went ahead and also included your username. So your username is actually, I believe it's going to be Steve's number, the 704-762-0050.
Okay.
That's going to be the username. Okay.
Okay.
The password is all lowercase. It shows you there, net, N-E-T, Bing, B-I-N-G,
okay.
All one word.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You could always update it to a password of your choice. It's one that we generate. Now, I will let you know if you're going to update it, wait about 5 to 7 days before you update the password. So that way they can get that created for you first. I just like to send the credentials ahead of time. It's one username, one password. So if Steve needs it, make sure to tell him. One username, one password, okay?
He won't need it.
You're like,
say, bring
he
that
does,
up for me.
Yeah, he's all, you do it.
he operates all the stuff outside, and I'll take care of the stuff.
Okay, there you go. That's the best way to do it. Okay. Now, Leslie, your name, do you spell it as it is on the website, L-E-S-L-I-E?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, how do you pronounce the last name? Is it Steyerwalt?
Well, Steyerwalt, yep.
Oh, okay, so
I
did.
My student, Steyer rhymes with fire. Walt,
yes. What grade did you teach? Do you mind if I ask?
Most of the years was fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like the little babies. I couldn't deal with all that crying. Sometimes fifth graders cried, and I just told them to suck it up.
You're like, no, we don't cry. It's so funny because, you know, I teach in the children's ministry, and I have the ones that are like from 7 to 10. And I'm like, man. And the kids are like, can we get a snack? Can we get a snack? I said, I am not giving you any sugar until it's almost time for your parents to pick you up, you know?
We had prize box at the end of the day, so you could get, you know, prize.
Oh, yeah.
Take it home.
And it's so funny because our pastor's always saying, you know, we need more people to volunteer in the children's ministry. And so one of the gals said, well, why don't we get some of these parents that have their kids in class to also participate? Well, because they don't want to. That's why they're dropping them off. They have them all week long, you know.
And they always felt because I was a teacher that I would want to teach a class too. I'm like, no, I do that all week. I don't want to teach
your
kids.
Right? They're like, you sure?
Usually I was spending all weekend making lesson plans for the next week anyway.
Right? Oh my gosh. Oh boy. Now the phone number that I currently see, and I'm just going to be verifying information because I want to make sure everything's accurate as well, okay? So the business name currently shows as STS, all capital letters, hauling, the ampersand, and then tractor, correct?
Yes, yes.
And then the phone number is 704.
But I don't know if you need to add the LLC to the
You don't need to. It's really, honestly, your preference. Okay. And then phone number is 704-762-0050, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then, do you remember where you PIN verified it at? Was it at, like, your home address?
That's the only place it would have been.
Okay. What's your address? Just so I have it on file, that address will never appear anywhere on Google. And I'm glad that you guys have it hidden because no one needs to know where you live at. So.
Right.
You're not a storefront.
Right. 170 Butterfly Lane.
Aw. That's what I call my sister-in-law.
Grandmother.
We call her Butterfly. Oh, really?
This was her grandmother's house, and she named the road when it was built. So.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's in Rockwell.
Yes.
Yep.
28138 is what I come up with. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, we're going to go over billing, Leslie. I do want to add a security question on your account here with us. Now, you can either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What did you want for the security question?
Let's do mother's, did you say middle name?
Mother's maiden name. So it would be her last name before she got married. Yeah.
Alexander.
Alexander. Okay. Now, I want you to get into the habit that whenever we call you, always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any point someone hung up on you when you asked that, then you know it wasn't us calling. The reason that we do that is to protect your account. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just update that here.
So even when someone calls us on Monday, I should say, what's my security
question? Yeah.
Okay.
Even if I'm calling you.
Okay.
You know, because I would be the one doing the introduction. So, and I would make sure that I'm available because sometimes I get stuck on a call, but when I see, I try not to take a call from anyone because I like to do the introduction. I enjoy doing that because I build a rapport with you, you know?
Right.
So yeah, you would say, okay, Nadine, well, what's my security question? And then I would say your mother's maiden name, you know?
Okay.
So let me just put that here, mother's maiden name. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, Leslie, the card that you're going to be putting on file, is that in your name, the business name? Does it have both?
It's both of our names. It's not the business name, but it's both of our names.
Okay. How does the name read on the card, the one that you're using?
It has Leslie P. Starwalt.
Okay.
And then Stephen P. Starwalt, but I guess either one counts.
Okay. Yeah. And same billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And you said P, like as in Paula?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to say as in Peter. That sounds weird. Okay.
Well, I could tell you my last name, but that was the whole thing I grew up with.
Oh, no.
It was Puckett.
Aw. And then is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Visa.
All right. And the card number, whenever you're ready.
4046.
Uh-huh.
5712.
Okay.
9800.
Uh-huh.
1189.
Expiration month and year.
627.
And the CVV code on the back?
It is 007.
Wow. Okay. Now, I'm not charging the card yet because I'm going to walk you through, like I said, the 90-second voice verification recording. When I'm walking you through it, please, Leslie, if there's something you don't understand, I just want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a very clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Okay.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
STS Hauling and Tractor.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Leslie Steyerwalt, owner and office manager.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Do you also authorize your husband, Steve Steyerwalt, to make changes to the account in the event you're not able to call in and make the change? Thank you. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Leslie, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you, sometimes we might call you with an update, right? We know you're in the middle of something. You can't just pick up the call. All we're asking is respond to us within 24 business hours. However, I also want you to be aware that you might have other companies. Leslie, they're going to call you to offer you other type of online products, right? Mm-hmm. They're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $249 a month that you're already investing with us. And this is why I tell you and encourage you to always ask, what's your security question? Because if someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Even if someone asked you, like said, oh, this is local splash, we need you to pay $5, okay, mm-hmm. to update XYZ, right? I don't even care if it's $5 they're asking you for. What's my security question? I had one lady, this was like over a year ago, someone kept like telling her, well, that's, we don't need that. No, what's my security question? I said, I'm glad you kept saying that because eventually they hung up on her and it was a scam. Okay. So that's why we do it. So, yeah. Okay.
That was going to be my question. How can I know it's you? So now I know.
Yeah. So that's how we do it. If they don't give you that security question or even that answer, like, nope. Nope, that's it. Okay?
Okay.
And call us. If you got anything iffy like that, you call us. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 23rd, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on September 23rd, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, Leslie, once the term's completed, okay, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number I asked you to save in your contacts, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due so that you don't incur that charge. Okay?
I have one question about that.
Yes,
ma'am. If we should happen to need to pause for a month or whatever, then whenever we reactivate, is it still going to be the $249?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Even if you said, I need to pause it for a few months, we landed a big project, we are literally not taking any work for 3 months, you call us to pause it, or even it's a seasonal hold or whatever. When you when you ask us, okay, I want it paused for 3 months, it you're not paying a setup fee again. It just goes back to the $249 a month. That price won't change. Okay? Good question. Okay? Mm-hmm. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be updating the package. I'm going to process the payment, and then you're going to get a receipt sent both to your email and in a text message. We'll go over it in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Now, would you prefer that your client interview be today? I could look at the schedule, or do you prefer tomorrow, Saturday. Do you prefer Monday? It's, you don't need
Monday.
To be, probably Monday works better for you. Yeah. I know Friday is like, who wants to do work on Friday?
Yeah, I got some things to catch up to.
Okay. And we're almost done, hun. I probably only need like maybe 5 more minutes and then.
Okay.
will be all set. So I'm going to say, like, what time on Monday works best for you so I could take a look at the calendar?
Well, let's see. Your hours are 10 to 7 Eastern time, so.
I can give you the times that I have available starting, and whatever time I give you is your time zone, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So I have 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2. I have 2 to 3. I have 3 to 4, not 2 to 3. I have 3 to 4.
Okay.
4 to 5.
What did you have after 11 to 12?
11 to 12. Let me see here.
Did you have
12 to 1?
12 to 1.
Yeah, I do.
Let's do that one.
Okay, let's do 12 to 1. Okay. Let me put you here for 12 to 1 o'clock. You're going to get a calendar invite sent to you. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 12 and 1 o'clock. Now, Leslie, I'll send you a reminder an hour before just to let you know it's coming up in the next hour in case if it slips your mind. Now, if when we call you, it'll be, like I said, an 877 number. Now, when we call you between 12 and 1, if we call you and let's say you are in the middle of something, just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you guys call me back? Let us know when to call you back and we'll call you back. Okay?
Okay.
So let me send you that calendar invite. And then we're just going to go over a few notes, your receipt, and then we will be all done. For your client interview, do you prefer that we call your phone number?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to put on there that you are the point of contact. Steve is just listed as to make changes to the account. Whenever we communicate with you regarding the account, we're going to always call your number. So
okay.
Let me put that on there, too. Let me go here.
I was actually even considering signing up for marketing classes at my local community college to try to help me figure out how to do this.
Oh, well, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It
if you
hurt,
still want
to
take that. Yeah. But I mean, I could tell you this, with the amount of work that our team does, it would take one individual over 100 hours. It can kind of be a headache.
Yeah.
That's why I myself do not attempt it. You know what I mean? Okay. So
all about the teamwork.
Yes, absolutely. And we have such a great team. Great technicians. Everybody's helpful. Like I'll chat someone like, hey, I have a client that's having an issue. They're trying to upload a photo. They can't do it. And the team gets on my chat right away. Okay. And I'm like, can you call them right now? I had a guy that posted by accident his nieces on a four-wheeler and he called me in a frantic.
Oh no.
I can't wait for customer service. I'm like, okay, hold on. I was like on the chat. I need you guys to remove this photo like ASAP. And they removed it quickly. I'm all, he can't even figure out how he even got it on there. I'm like, oh Lord. Okay. Now just some of the services that I'm listing, the septic installs, repairs, inspection, what else? Landscaping,
grading, like sloping for water runoff.
Okay.
Did you say land clearing already?
I'm going to put that in right now.
Okay.
Installs, septic tank repairs. Okay. And then land clearing. Uh-huh.
Did you have septic inspecting as well?
Yes, that's the one I was just about to type in right now after the land clearing, but I wanted to kind of put it where the septic stuff is at. Inspections. Okay. All right. And residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Or just residential for now?
I mean, residential, yeah, let's just do residential right now.
Okay. All right. And this is just giving them an idea. They're going to go over with you way more in detail. And I know you mentioned you guys are licensed and insured. I got the website link, the Facebook link. Now, would you be interested in a tracking number? The tracking number basically is like a local number that's linked to the phone number that you guys have. And it comes with an app that you download from the App Store, which allows you to track your calls, your messages. You could even block a spam call if one came in. Or would you just prefer that it be your phone number listed there as it is? Totally your preference.
Just leave it like it is.
Okay. If you ever need a tracking number, let us know. It doesn't cost you guys anything. And then do you want me to put the Facebook ads to target a 30-mile radius? Or what do you prefer? Okay.
That's fine.
And you could change it at any time. When we communicate with you, Leslie, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Any of them's fine. If it's something immediate, you know, of course, a phone call. But if it's something...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then hours of operation, I see currently on the Google Business profile, Friday open 24 hours from Monday to Friday. Sunday is closed 8 to 5 on Saturday. Is that how it should be?
Well, that's how he had it because he would also do, like, with the tree work, emergency storm cleanup and such. So, I mean, we still do, like, emergency things, but as far as regular office hours, I would say, like, 7 to 7.
Do you want me to change it to 7 to 7 and we could put emergency services?
Yeah, you can put – can you put 7 to 7 and then put after-hour emergency available?
Yeah, so 7 to 7, Monday through Friday, right? What about Saturday?
Saturday, he just kind of catches up anything he didn't get finished during the week. So.
Okay, so put 8 to 5?
Sure.
Okay, and then Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. And then emergency service available after hours. Okay. Do you guys want the tree services noted on there?
No.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. All right, and what are your forms of payments you take?
We stopped the credit card because we weren't getting any credit card payments, but cash, check.
Okay.
Just cash and check right now.
Okay, awesome. Okay, last two things.
We also have, can
you
add like Apple Pay?
Yeah.
We also have like Apple Pay, Venmo, and Cash App.
Oh. Okay, let me add that.
Okay, I wasn't thinking about
that. Okay, good. And Cash App. Okay. All right. Last two things. I need you to take a look at either your email or your text messages. We sent it to both, but there's one that says initial invoice and one that says action photos needed. Whichever one you find first.
Let's see. Let me go back to the email. And what does it say?
It'll say action photos needed to get Google verified.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. That one's just a list that I told you. Just I would send us those pictures anyways, just so that way we have them on hand. They don't go posted anywhere online. There's a hyperlink.
Okay.
Whatever you do have, upload them. What you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay.
And
the other one,
to upload them. I go to Access Dashboard and.
Yep.
Okay.
There should be a hyperlink right there. Perfect.
Okay.
Now the next one will say initial invoice.
Okay.
And it'll say something like thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. It's either before or after the welcome one.
Okay. It might be before. Let's see.
Okay.
There's one that says invitation from unknown sender.
Nope,
Local Splash.
Before that.
Nope. Before that. Okay. I got like four in a row here.
I know.
Initial invoice.
There you go, honey. Okay.
Yep.
So do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to click on that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience at the very top.
Okay. Terms of Experience. Yes, yes.
Okay. Scroll to the bottom. Find where it says mobile phone. And it should have your phone number in there.
Mobile. Hang on. I need extra glasses for this.
It's okay. No worries. You're like me.
I have regular eyeglasses, but then I'll have to add readers to it.
It's okay. I'm the same way. I know. I'm like, my husband's like, you got your glasses on and you're still squinting. I'm like, I know. I got to go to the eye doctor. I refuse.
Yeah, glasses don't help any at all. Okay, I'm still. Okay, I see like a. Okay, I see mobile phone. It's like a section that don't scroll with the rest of it at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. So it says mobile phone, right?
Uh-huh,
okay,
uh-huh.
You see the two little boxes underneath?
Mm-hmm.
The first box you're going to click in because you're agreeing to receive text messages from us.
Okay. Okay.
The second box is you're certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is true and correct.
Okay.
At the very bottom where it says sign, next to it, there's a box. You're going to click in that box.